Tower, HKX, mobile.
Say again, your signal is very clean today.
Sorry about that interference there. I'm not sure what that was. Good morning, Patrick. N4ZLK. Gentlemen, how are y'all?
I know you're talking to me, not Shane. Morning, Shane.
You sound like y'all are having a good day. Just got started.
Hey, I'm off today. We're on our way to Lowe's Foods to get our coffee today. It's half price coffee day on Friday.
Dave, you're off every day.
Well, okay, all right. I'm not working today. How's that?
But I hope you're both having a good day and enjoying it. I'm heading up here to into town right now. It started out good, and it just got better. I had a little fun there at Dave's expense. N4ZLK.
I can take it. I got broad shoulders. And heck, I'll make fun of myself before you will.
Patrick. Hey. Lay off, running errands, whatever. I'll just make some money for you. And I'm about where I'm going. So talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. I don't have to go every day because I screw people. You know, I screw them hard on one day, then I can relax the rest of the day.
Shane, have a good day and stay safe out there.
Hey, Patrick.
Somebody else is sitting out there listening.
And they're not. I not know what I say.
But so you're going to get you some coffee today?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. On Fridays, Lowe's Foods, it's half price coffee day. Instead of it being $12 a pound, it's $6 a pound. And they came out with their fall flavors a little early. We like a flavor called Fireside, which is really good. It's got a really nice, it's a darker roast. It's got almost like a woody kind of flavor, but it's not. It's not like a burnt flavor. It's really good. We enjoy it.
I have to take your word for it. I haven't found coffee that I enjoy.
They roast the beans right there at the store. They have a whole roasting area. And we've gone to several different flavors of their coffee. And we like the Fireside. We like their house blend. And we like the Guatemalan coffee is really good. It's a bit smooth. I like a smoother coffee rather than a bitter coffee.
That's one of the reasons I haven't found one I like. It's all bitter to me. And I don't like hot drinks. Of any kind.
It makes fun of me when I make my coffee up at the house. I drop a couple of ice cubes in to cool it down so I can drink it. She likes her coffee like lava. I like it kind of medium.
She drinks a cup of coffee of a morning before she goes to work now, trying to get woke up. So that's about all the coffee there is in the house, and that's just through one of those Keurig things. So I don't know how good that is.
HXS Mobile. Yeah, we don't use a K-Cup. We actually do it old school. We have a percolator that goes on our gas stove, and we perk the coffee, and we grind the beans fresh. We buy the whole beans. We don't buy it already ground.
Coffee aficionado.
A vino of coffeeism, or I guess, yeah, you can call me that, coffee connoisseur. Yeah.
Hey, getting the day off. I figured somebody's air conditioner need work.
Well, the service call I had, I did yesterday after dinner. I got them, one system, the compressor's locked up, so Jimmy and I are going to replace that in a couple of weeks. And then the other one I cleaned up pretty good and got it working. 29-year-old systems. Wow. And they're still running.
Them like they used to, that's for sure.
No, I shouldn't. They're not both running. The other one, the compressor locked up. But yeah, these are the older Rheem systems with the rectangular condensers.
Yeah.
Those things were bulletproof. You couldn't kill them damn things.
Have any luck at finding a horizontal unit for the tool truck?
Oh shoot! You know what? I'm sorry about that. I dropped the ball. Let me call my supplier today. I did not. I'm sorry. My bad.
No rush. Just trying to head off some for next summer, that's all.
Yeah, we got some time on it, but I will make a phone call in a little bit.
Been lots of trouble yesterday with them tripping the breaker on the generator. So I don't know if it's the house batteries going bad and causing it or what. So I might have to look into that.
Do you have a, well, I'm sure on that huge truck of yours, you have a load tester on your battery, right?
Do that, yes.
It's like, yeah, in my tool truck, I have a set of gauges.
More than one.
I do have a backup set, yes.
It's been in there since the truck was built in the 17, so it's their past their life expectancy.
Are they the big 600 cold cranking amp batteries, the ones under the step?
No, it's got the 6-volt golf cart batteries in it.
Oh, wow. That's what starts the truck?
No, that's what the house batteries are.
Oh, okay. Because I had an older truck years ago that had the 4 6-volt batteries, and then you had the voltage multiplier when you started the truck. It was actually a 24-volt start.
Tool truck's set up like a camper. Everything but the water. I mean, everything else is exactly the same.
That has a whole separate generator and power source for the box. I didn't see your shower.
See one, because there isn't one. But I swear the next tool truck I have built is going to have a restroom in it.
A chemical toilet.
I'm going to lose you here in a minute. I'm coming into Bavard, so I'll lose the repeater. Good to talk to you this morning. You stay safe out there and enjoy your day off. And enjoy your cup of coffee. KO4HX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, thank you. You have a great day also. Good to talk to you. And as was pointed out, I'm off every day. It's just today I'm not working. K-Mobile will be listening out.
Bracket. Hello. KQ4CRG said that.
Well, the boss I work for, he's a real jerk, you know. I like to punch him in the face once in a while.
So I had a few jobs like that, a few bosses like that, right?
Well, I work for myself.
Right, exactly.
Gas up the wife's car here. I'll be right back. Name is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS.
Dave, appreciate the comeback. This is Robert on this end, Bowen Springs, down here in South Carolina, Kakalaki. KQ4CRG, we're that quiet.
I'm in Greer, so see you later. KB2HXS.
For MT Mobile.
This is QO2, Yankee November. Good morning. And K2YN is standing by for any call.
T-Mobile.
Man, good morning there. Let me see now. Was that QRL?
The name is Mike on this end, Mexico, India, Kilo Echo, here in Pickens, South Carolina.
Okay, here, I was totally out of position. The desk is a total mess. I'm cleaning the garage, so I put a call out. Hello, good morning. Mike. And let me get the call. I'm K2YN. The name is John, and we're in Simpsonville.
Don, nice to meet you. Yeah, the call on this end is KX4MT here in Pickens. I'm mobile, just driving down the road. Got to take care of some business here at the Verizon store, which is never fun.
Yeah, let me see here. I'm putting glasses on. Excuse me. I missed the key here. I'm checking my list. Okay. So, well, isn't it the usual thing? They go, you know, they get the basics on the unit or whatever you're dealing with, and they tell you, did you try rebooting? And you go, let's get through all this crap. I've tried everything 10 times. Let's get to the reality of the problem. Over.
No, that road several times. No, actually, this is it's an exciting trip. I'm going to get a new phone this morning, and so been using the existing iPhone I've got for about 6 or 7 years now, and she's about ready to, it's just slower than cold syrup, let's just say that much. So, yeah, no, I'm just driving down there. I'm going to get me a new phone, and it's my day off, so why not?
No, that's fun. You needed it anyway, and you're tied into your existing smartphone. And so you paid your dues, man, 6 years, seven maybe. You've mastered the phone, though. They're going to have made changes. And depending on your mood that day, you might want to not have to be another student in smartphone 801.
I'm going to keep it simple. I'm an Apple nerd, I guess. I'm just going to go with a new iPhone. I know how to use them. My family knows how to use them. So we're just going to try to keep it as simple as possible. But yeah, that's the plan for this morning. And then maybe this afternoon, getting together with some ham radio buddies out in 6 Mile, South Carolina. A group of us gets together on Fridays, and has lunch. I've been doing that for a number of years. A lot of fun.
That's why I bought this radio, actually. I'm an HF-er. I'm the exact opposite. I've got big antennas here. No tower beam. Too many fox trees. I love the look of the backyard. So I string up wire, but I've got some good wire. But anyway, let's say 4 or 5 weeks ago, I got the urge to have something for VHF UHF, and I bought this ICOM 820H. I've had it about 4 weeks. I'm finding some activity up here, over.
It's the same boat as you. I'm a big, I love the DX. But unfortunately, living in an HOA, which is a very loose HOA, they're not real strict at all, but I can't have a tower. But I've got a in-fed half wave and a 24-foot vertical, and that vertical does really well, but it should. I've got about 900 feet of wire underneath it. Yeah, there's a lot of activity on this repeater. This is actually, I think, probably the first time I've ever talked on this repeater. I do a lot of listening on it. I think it's owned by the Blue Ridge Radio Club or something like that. I do a lot of talking VHF, UHF here on a couple of repeaters on 6 Mile Mountain that a friend of mine owns. But had this one on monitoring and heard you come in, just thought I'd say hello. But I think, yeah, me and you're in the same boat. Yeah, I don't do a lot of VHF, UHF stuff. Got bit by the DX bug about 4 years ago, and that's all she wrote.
That's great. Well, vertical's your answer to low angle anyway, on the takeoff, when you got a bed under it. So 900 feet, you know, people don't realize, you know, they think you got these long radios. They go, no. I have, you know, one of the magic numbers, whatever. But anyway, no, I've got 90 radials at 10 feet apiece. That'd be 900. You probably went out 30 or whatever you could do and put a ton of them out there, right?
Worried about the length of them so much. I think the shortest one is about 15 feet, and the longest is about 35-ish. And just ran them in 360 degrees. I had to run some of them a little shorter, like I said, because I got it at the corner of my lot, and I didn't want to go into the neighbor's yard. But around that side, it's about 15 foot or so. And then on the other directions, 360 degrees, it ranges anywhere from 20 to 35 feet. I know it's an overkill, 900 feet of wire, but I had the wire. And when I put it up, it was a nice, cool day. And so I said, hey, why not? I'll just use it up. And drove them down with the lawn staples. In a few weeks, you couldn't even see them.
Yeah, I have lawn staples here. I'm putting a reflector under my 80-meter, it's 134-foot doublet at 75 feet. And I'm putting down 380-meter radials on the ground, one directly under and one out about 15 feet on each side, and create a parallel radial field. You know, you've got two angles of takeoff. You've got the direct takeoff towards the ionosphere, and you have the reflected takeoff, which is just almost parallel to that, but it actually works with the circuit between the antenna and the ground, and you create a second path. But they're so in sync, unless you're really far away, you know, 15,000 miles, that they add up to be your signal strength at that remote location, the reflected off the ground. Now, what I'm going for here, this is a balanced antenna, a doublet. It works against the opposite side of the antenna itself. But the radiated field, the quality of that radiation off the ground reflection is what I'm working with. Over.
Sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't gotten on HF here in a couple of weeks. Been kind of busy with family obligations. I'm going to have to give it a go here this weekend. I'm more of a weekend warrior anyway. You know, working during the week. My days off are Friday and most Saturdays. And so I try to get on then. But, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. And you realize when you learn a little bit, there's a whole lot more you still need to learn. So, I enjoy it, the DXing is kind of my thing. But anyway, yeah, maybe get on this weekend and see if we can stir up some trouble.
Oh, I see, Mike. It's not just communicating with Indonesia; it's giving them trouble too, huh? I'm only kidding. Your current president is a loser. What? No, we don't do that. You know, I gotta say, HF for me is where I grew up, and I did a lot of CW, so I still hammer that out pretty quick. And then sideband for quite a bit more. I don't do any digital, so I prefer what we're doing right now, actually. So, nice, there are no timeouts.
I'm losing you a little bit. I only caught about 50% of what you just said. You had talked about digital, and I'm not a big digital guy. I'm more of a sideband guy, and being a newer ham, I've been licensed within the last 5 years. I didn't have to do CW on the test, but I need to go ahead and put my big boy pants on and learn that. But I'm getting ready to get here to the Verizon store in Easley, and it's been good. I appreciate the ride-along, and I'll have to say 73, and maybe I'll hear you on the band sometime. KX4MT Mobile. I'll be clear on your final.